Ever wondered what makes the Quran incomparable among divine books? Join us as we explore the second verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Discover how this revelation stands out from all previous scriptures and uniquely provides you with the finest guidance to paradise. Session 24, Chapter 2, Verse 2. This is the book in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God. Chapter 2, Verse 2. In the second verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, God describes the noble Quran as the book. The word Quran, derived from the Arabic verb to read, suggests that it is read and memorized, whereas the book suggests that it is transcribed and preserved on pages. The Quran is distinguished from all previous heavenly books as an all-encompassing scripture that contains God's commandments from the beginning of revelation to the day of resurrection. Throughout history, scriptures have brought divine teachings, but each was meant for a specific nation and time. For instance, each of the scriptures revealed to prophets like Noah, Abraham, Lot, and Moses served their own people for a set period. Thus, all earlier books foretold the arrival of Prophet Muhammad, who would bring a universal and comprehensive message for all humanity and all time. The previous scriptures further stipulated that whoever truly believed in their message must follow Prophet Muhammad and his book, the Quran. God Almighty says, "Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, whom they will find described in the Torah and the Gospel with them. He will enjoin on them that which is right and forbid them that which is wrong. He will make lawful for them all good things and prohibit for them only the foul. And he will relieve them of their burden and the fetters that they used to wear. Then those who believe in him and honor him and help him and follow the light which is sent down with him, they are the successful." Chapter 7, verse 157. God had entrusted the previous books to their respective nations. Sadly, they forgot parts of them and distorted others. More importantly, some unjustly added their own words to the scriptures and attributed them to Allah. This, in effect, invalidates the divine mission of these books and necessitates a revelation that can never be altered or distorted until the last day. The Quran fulfills this role, as God has promised to safeguard it himself, ensuring its truth and integrity forever, as he states in the following ayah. "Indeed, it is we who have sent down the reminder, and indeed it is we who will preserve it." Chapter 15, verse 9. So one should have no doubt in the authenticity and credibility of this book, because God is protecting whatever it contains at all times. He says, "This is the book in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God." Chapter 2, verse 2. The Quran's miracles shine through its style, facts, and verses. It recounts the stories of earlier prophets and sets right what was changed in the Torah and the Gospel. The Quran also unveils new knowledge previously unknown to us and continually reveals treasures in every era. It highlights God's signs and miracles in the universe and explains God's curriculum. In all these areas, the Quran transcends human capabilities. In fact, God challenges all of humanity and the jinn to produce even a single chapter or verse that rivals the Quran's verses. More importantly, however, is the guidance the Quran provides to each one of us. God says, "All praise belongs to Allah, who has sent down the book to his servant and did not let any crookedness be in it, upright, to warn of a severe punishment from him and to give good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there shall be for them a good reward." Chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. So the revelation of the Quran warrants praise, not just among believers, but for all of humanity. Why? Because it offers the glad tidings of paradise and guides us towards it, while cautioning against hellfire and the paths leading to it. There is immense mercy from Allah for mapping the right path towards salvation for all humanity. Here again, we can draw great comfort from the fact that God is preserving this book, ensuring the path remains clear, unchanged, and unaltered. God Almighty says, "Recite what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. There is no one who can change the word of God, and you will not find refuge except in Him." Chapter 18, verse 27. In fact, God Almighty affirms through divine oaths that every word in the Quran is, and always will be, precisely as it was revealed from Him to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Gabriel. He says, "I swear by the positions of the stars," a mighty oath if you only knew, "that this is truly a noble Quran, in a protected record that only the purified can touch, sent down from the Lord of all beings." Chapter 56, verses 75 to 80. Now that you hold in your hands a divine revelation that can never be changed, sent specifically to guide you to eternal happiness, God Almighty wants to draw your attention to the Quran's core message, the fundamental pillar of faith that declares there is no deity except God, as highlighted in the following ayat. Aleph, Lam, Mim. Allah, there is no God but Him, the ever-living, the ever-watchful. He has verily revealed to you this book, in truth and confirmation of the books revealed before, as indeed He had revealed the Torah and the Gospel. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. God is one. He has no partners. The Quran was revealed to affirm this truth that the previous scriptures brought, and to differentiate it from the falsehoods added by those entrusted with these books. With such great privilege, however, comes a heavy responsibility. Allah has defined our mission. We are entrusted with the duty to share the Quran's teachings with all of humanity. He says, "A scripture that has been sent down to you, so let there not be any burden in your chest from it, that you may warn with it, and a reminder to the believers." Chapter 7, verse 2. In the ayah above, Allah addresses the Prophet, peace be upon him, and, whenever the Prophet is addressed, his entire nation is automatically addressed. We should follow his example and convey the message of the Quran to everyone, so that they may enjoy God's bounties equally. Let's be mindful, however, that many in previous nations conveyed the message of God to others, then abandoned or disbelieved it themselves. Thus, as a Muslim, your true responsibility is not only to spread the Quran's message, but also to live by and practice its teachings. God doesn't leave us to tackle this task on our own. He equips us with the tools to respond to those who might criticize the Quran. For example, some argue that the Quran can't be a divine revelation because it was conveyed to us by a man. Allah answers, "The only thing that kept these people from believing when guidance came to them was that they said, 'How could God have sent a human being as a messenger?' Say, had there been angels in the earth, walking around and residing, we would have sent down to them from the heaven an angel as apostle." Chapter 17, verse 94 to 95. And in another verse, Aleph, Lam, Ra. Those are the signs of the wise book. Is it so surprising to people that we have revealed to a man from among them that he should warn people and give glad news to those who believe that they are on a sure footing with their Lord? Yet those who disbelieve say, "This man is clearly a sorcerer." Chapter 10, verses 1 to 2. God challenged anyone who doubts the origin of this book to bring forth a single verse like those in the Quran. If critics allege that a man like Muhammad can write the Quran, then surely they can do the same, or better. God says, "Should you have any doubt about what we have revealed to our servant, present one chapter comparable to it, and call all your supporters besides God if your claim is true. If you do not produce such a chapter, and you never will, then guard yourselves against the fire, whose fuel will be people and stones, and is prepared for those who hide the truth." chapter 2, verses 23 to 24. The Noble Quran is truly the book that brings the ultimate truth to all humanity, and we are honored that you are spending time with God's book and making Quran Garden part of your journey. Join us next week as we begin the discussion of heavenly guidance. If you like to dive deeper into how inconsistencies, changes, and falsehoods crept into the Torah and the Gospel over the ages, Quran Garden recommends the book Misquoting Jesus by Bart Ehrman, a Christian theologian turned atheist. His book tackles the subject with a scientific and methodical approach. Give Misquoting Jesus a read to gain a fresh, profound appreciation of the ayah. Indeed, it is we who have sent down the reminder, and indeed it is we who will preserve it. Chapter 15, verse 9.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.